kokorungo ki te tangi a te korimako. Korero flowing a te hoko force. Kaupapa relevant, kaupapa out of bounds. Kaupapa exigent, kaupapa paramount. Nā ko nā whakapiri mai ki te kaupapa tino whakahira hira. Whakorongo pi kari kari mai, hare hare mai. O tā ringa hare hare mai. We gotta
gather up close everybody. Gather up close everybody.
Kani kani move that body. Kani kani move that body.
Ngai taringa mā o wī o wā, hoki mai ki te punua pāho, whakahira hira, whakamiharo, ahua kumara tērā hoi anō, e rere kuna, nei kuna. Ngā reo pōwhiri kia koutou o mātou toko toru, toko, toko toru.
Toko toru.
I tēnei rā, nō reira, e te tuahine, nau mai hoki mai, o tira, nau mai haere mai, me tā tātou pepe.
Kia ora, paita ki te ia kōrua.
Tēnō.
Kia ora.
Feels like. It's been ages.
It's been ages.
It's been a good, oh, I don't know, e toru marama?
Yeah. Yep. So te kaumātahi wiki, te kaumātua o tō Pepe nānei.
Yep.
Oh, gee.
Nere, nera.
Yep. She is 11 weeks old.
Ko ai anō tōna ingoa?
Mai ea.
Mai ea.
Mai ea. Yep.
Mai ea, te tupua, mai ea, te tawhita, mai ea, te kauhi o ngariki.
Yes. yeah, nah, she's pretty cool. Can't fault her, I love it a bit. It's pretty cool to be, and scary at the same time, to be needed by someone that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah, she's cool.
Rawe, and pai, kei ko nei a mai ea e te iwi, but yep. She has
ko,
been
ko peke pepe-nept. Oh, yeah. She's been pepe-nept, yeah.
I tai mai o mātai hoa, o yep. Tētahi, and I haven't seen his, well, she woke up I konei and graced us with her lovely mene mene.
Yes, she loves a kōrero, loves a smile.
Ana, and now she's being pepe napped.
Yeah.
She's somewhere in the building I konei I te wānanga o te roa. E whakapāho atu nei, taringa ki a koutou I te bustling metropolis o te Awamutu. Yeah, and I don't know, maybe we might see her again and she might be a part of this recording.
Yeah, she might chop in. Yeah, it'll be a first recording.
Ana,
yeah.
Ana. Hoi anō, e muri te tahuritanga ki tā tātou kaupapa, kiwaha.
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 Kiwaha. Tēnei kiwaha e hāngai puana ki te piwari.
Piwari.
O te pepi, o te ofa-ofa.
Aia.
So I heard this. I heard this at the Tokoroa Kura Reo.
Aia o awaia.
Awaia.
Aia o awaia.
Aia.
Aia.
Yeah, and Kingi Kiriono was talking about it when they first took their pepi to a nanny and
yeah,
I whakahuate te nanny. Aia.
I think it was awaia.
Awaia.
Must be. Yeah. Must be ra.
Awaia. Awaia.
Because we've talked about awaia before.
Yeah. Have we? Have we?
We have.
Well, they were so good. We're going to talk about
for
it.
Like,
and then we can talk about Aya.
Aya, okay then, yeah.
Aya.
Yeah, so that was a bit of a backtrack. Because Pepe is here, it's good that. So, Maui kōrero hea wana kōrero mo te awaia.
Awaia, as in, it's an expression of how cute a baby is. So it's awaia.
Yeah.
Aya.
It's interesting too because we had a wānanga I Parawera. I think it was last year, and my auntie was talking about te rākau wa tāwhia that grows behind the wharenui at Parawira. And they would take babies there to settle them. And, you know, tētai wā tātou tikanga is when you poipoi your child to the four winds.
Oh. Yes,
so he te tikanga muti ake tēnā?
Ana.
Oh, okay. Pēnei au e mea hori.
Kao, he mea, yeah, that's what they used to do there at Parawira. And actually, someone had their pepe there. And when she got the pepe, she was like, awaia, awaia. When she was, and I was going, oh, ka pai, to hear her using that awaia.
Yeah, che.
With pepe. And just because, you know, I finished te tira mai nārangi, that's how te poipoitanga got its name, te poi. You drive through on the way to Tauranga.
Oh,
before
yes.
You go over the ranges, is where Raukawa was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So
te poipoitanga o Raukawa.
Te poipoitanga o Raukawa. Che.
So I thought that was a tikanga of when, after they're first born, and you sort of, you take them home.
Yeah.
So why would they have done that to Raukawa?
It's to settle it's to settle the pepe too.
Yeah.
Yeah, koina tētahi kōrero. Well, back then, and I don't want to go because it's probably another kaupapa kōrero, but in effect, she was now in Tainui territory after crossing the Kaimai.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't as iwi-centric as it is now in terms of here's Raukawa, here's Manyaputo, here is, because there was no Ngāti Manyaputo yet. Mm. There was no Ngāti Raukawa yet. There was
no, but
the side of the Kaimai was inhabited by Tainui Waka.
Her closer kinsman, eh? Convict, yeah.
Yeah. So tērā, so yeah, tērā awaia.
Awaia.
Yeah. And is there a purpose for facing them towards the four winds, or is it just a nice number to settle them?
Well, ngā hau e whā, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, e pūre.
E roto, yeah.
E momo pūre.
Except into the winds of Tāwhiri mātea. Mm. Aye.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, while we're on awaia, we'll switch to aia as an extinction in this kiwaha. So we've got another kiwaha in there. And because I forgot that we'd done awaia.
Same.
And
It's been one of those years. One to be remembered.
It has.
So aia is an exclamation of surprise.
Aia.
Yeah.
Koia hoki.
Aia.
Aia.
So aia I ware ware au taku waia. Oh, geez, I forgot my phone.
Aia taku kōnui, pāmara.
Yeah.
Aia!
Aia!
This reminds me of our trip home from the coast the other day, where I was like, aia, oh, she's here in the car.
I left baby on the roof.
Oh my God, is she in here? She was too quiet.
Yeah. Like, aia, where's baby?
Had to look behind me and make sure she was still in the back.
Yeah.
Not about babies on the roof, but before the hiding, I left my sunglasses on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And whakarongotai, e harai ai a te he, but he drove off, and then I was like, which way did you go? Oh, such and such way. And I found them down the road.
Oh, my gosh.
And then those same glasses, last week he went for a trip. So get this, I couldn't find them, I te marae, and then I went to the AGM in Tokoro.
Yeah.
So it was about a 60K drive there and then back. And I said to Nahui, you know, have a look around the pa, you might find them. And we switched marae, and I pulled over on the side of the road because they were walking. And she goes, there's your glasses there. They were on the top of our waka. So I went all the way to Tokoro and back.
Oh,
they didn't come
goodness.
Off. They had the stem or whatever that part of the glasses had gotten.
It lodged stuck. Into
the yeah, yes. And I went all the way over. I said, ka pai, Ray Benz.
Ka pai.
And when I saw them, I was like, aya. There they are. So there you go. There we got two for one. Te atane.
Yeah,
we had a bit of a hoki whakamuri with awaia. And then we introduced aya.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of kiwaha like that, like we and yeah.
Gather up close, everybody.
Say tērā, tērā, no reira, katahuri tātou ki tā tātou kaupapa kōrero.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And in true taringa fashion, we changed the kaupapa I tēnei ata.
Just like that.
Ana, yep. I runga I te hokinga mai o Eric,
aye.
Erica, me tā tātou Pepe, haringa mai o tā tātou Pepe, and interestingly, Pepe and Pepe are loan words.
Kia ora.
But they've become embedded in our reo.
Pērai te māma me te pāpā.
Yeah. We didn't have a word for baby. Nohi nohi is a term.
Aye.
Would it just have been moko, maybe?
Piripoho.
Piripoho.
Oh, yeah, piripoho.
Yeah, piripoho.
Aye.
Pekepoho.
Pekepoho.
As one. But I learnt pekepoho from Tūhoi.
Yeah, same. I learnt it as the pōtiki.
Yeah, as the pōtiki. Eh?
Oh, okay.
So ka peke ia I ngā poho.
Yeah.
Ngā kuia ngā.
Oh.
So koera te haere a mai ia I tēnei wā tonu, ko haere ki te peke poho.
Yeah, ai, te peke poho.
Yeah.
Engari, ko te pepe, and pe.
Te pe. Ai, yeah.
Ai. You know, I think I made that up.
Che. Pe.
Yeah. I started using a few years ago.
Haere mai e pe.
Yeah. And now I've heard a lot, and I think I made that up.
Hey.
Yeah.
Heard it here first.
Yeah,
we have the platform to rewrite a streak.
A shortened version of pepe.
Aye.
You can say, hara mai e pe.
Hara mai pe.
Yeah.
And what I found, and I've used it recently, is ofa ofa. In the Wiramu dictionary as a baby, but of the age that is able to turn over by themselves.
Oh.
He ofa ofa tēnā. Yeah.
We talked about the say.
Mm-hmm.
I kōrero.
Ofa ofa.
Yeah.
I kōrero sia te ofa ofa.
Nā te mi, te kōrero kētāwa mo te whakaponora.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I roto hoki tērā I te tikinara a Tainui. So,
yeah.
Ko te kaibaba I tēnei rā, te reo ki te pepe.
Te reo ki te pepe. Kaua ko te reo o te pepe.
Ana, kaua ko te kawai. And I te mea, kei konei, you know, kei konei Erica, tana pepe, tātātou pepe, and you hear we're using tātātou.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aha, ko nā kōru ake te pepe, engari, nā tātou te pepe, whakaro Māori, and papa pua heiri, and tātou. Kōrero mo te reo ki te pepe. So yeah, Erica, how's it been? How pepe tore o ki tā tātou pepe I ene wiki nei?
Yeah, so I've been trying. I mean, I've been struggling a lot. I find myself repeating the same things. And then every now and then, like, if I'm, like, feeding her or whatever in the lounge and I might have ako on TV, and then I'll get reminded of a sentence structure and then I'll go hard with that sentence structure for the day. But then there's so many times where I've been, like, trying to say something and then and I'm like, oh, what's the word for that? And I'm like, okay, get the Māori dictionary. Get my phone out, Māori dictionary. He had to kupu Māori more burp.
Aye.
He had to kupu Māori more hiccups. Yeah. You know, all these things I've never had to think about. And it reminds me of what Scotty was saying back in our 100th episode about how, you know, they had to learn how to talk with a baby or with children. Yeah.
So hea e tahi o reringa, what some of your reringa you've been using or and then we can maybe talk about some ones that you're wondering about.
Well, a lot of the ones, a lot of the times where I suppose it's easier is when we're in the car and I'm trying to get us from A to B and she's not having a bar of it in her car seat and I'm sitting in the front driving, I'm like, ka haere tawa ki blah blah blah. ka haere tōtika tawa ki te ruri o Mairoa. Ka tahi ka peka atu ki te ruri o Sedan. Just trying to, like, I don't know, distract her. And just trying to tell her what we're up to because I've ran out of songs or, you know, she's not digging my songs or something. So I just try and narrate what we're doing.
Yeah, ka pai. How to give me more boob?
Toka puaha.
Toka puaha.
Or is it, hang on.
Yeah, toko pua.
Was it puhake? Or was it hiccups?
Kupa.
Kupa.
Oh, kupa, yep.
Yeah.
How te,
te pupa.
Pupa. How te toko Māori? Is it hiccup as well?
Oh, hiccup. Yeah, toko Māori.
Oh, I had a different one for hiccups.
Do you use, like, when, like, to calm when you're saying, you know, do you say kia tau?
Not really. Kia tau, kia tau. Not really, kia tau. I could do that one.
Yeah, that's one to add. Kia tau.
Kia tau, e tau e rea, e tau.
Well, I do a lot of
e moi. So definitely those kupu whakahau.
Yeah. And that's a good one too because some people today still use haere ki te moi as in going to sleep, but you just say e moi.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I bought Hemi Kelly's Puka Puka.
You got a Hemi?
The Māori phrase one.
Aye.
And every now and then I'll open up the book and then that's my phrase for the day.
Oh boy.
And one of the first ones I read in there was e moi o karu.
Ah, e moi o karu, yeah. Pai tēnā.
So I use that one a lot for go, like, you know, go to sleep. Something else I'd say a lot is, like, when she wakes up, I'm like, morena, and all of that, and then I'm like, oh, kei te oho koe. And then I kind of struggle from where to go to from there.
Kia māma, koe nā te menui.
Yeah.
Hey, I think you've been doing great.
Yeah, and you get to have your own little conversations, as mamas do with their babies. They're in conversations, and that's where you get heaps of practice time.
Yeah. You know, and there's like heaps of like,
When they're replying to you, like, oh, ine.
Oh, ine.
Yeah.
Koe rā e tehi. Tāringa hi,
tāringa hi. What about when they're when you know they're hungry?
I do a lot of the tense structures.
Yeah.
So, kei te hia kai koe. And I try not to do, because I've always sort of grown up with mate kai as being the word for hungry.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I learned, you know, it means you're like dying of hunger.
You're starving.
Yeah, starving. So I'm like, yeah, I'm consciously try to make the effort to just do hia kai, hia moi, hia inu.
Aye.
Instead of
hia u.
Yes.
Yeah. Aye.
Because that's how te, is it the ngote, mommy?
Ngote, yeah. Kai.
Kai.
Aye.
Is ngote to suck?
Saku, yeah.
Aye. Suck, okay.
Yeah, koina, you know, kei te whakaaro.
Yeah. Because I heard someone talking, I think it was some Māori midwives, and they were talking about mene tikana te ngote. A pepi ki kia mama, if they're latching properly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why I heard the use, and I was thinking, oh, that must be the word for latch. Making sure they suckle properly because you know, you can have problems with latching on. Yeah, yeah. So some of those kupu, you know, thinking about how to use those because they're different contexts now, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whakakupa.
Whakakupa. Oh, yeah. To birth
wind.
Them.
Yeah.
There's your whaka.
Yeah.
To make wind, to bring wind. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I was trying to tell her that I'm going to burp her, what would be an appropriate way to say that using whaka?
Ka whakakupa au ia koe ni.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always get stuck on when to put a whaka at the start of a word.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you could even, like, say to Pepe, kupa mai.
Kupa mai.
Kupa mai. Bring it up.
Yeah, kupa mai. Kupa mai.
And you get this when you make little songs for yourselves.
Yeah.
Little jingles.
What were some of the songs that you use with your girls?
Oh, no. Kia matua mali. Kupa mai. Kupa.
Kia puta mai. Te hau o te kai.
Yeah. Koe hoki. But, you know, that's your time to make your own jingles up.
Yeah.
And you can't see us, but we're sitting here pretending we're...
Yeah, we've got
this. Popo.
Kei te popo.
Even that popo.
Popo.
Popo ia te pepe.
Popo.
Yeah.
How tēnā.
That.
The action.
Yeah.
The action of petting.
The back of the...
Yeah.
Popo.
Popo.
That's where I think we get the word popo from for that mōteatea.
Oh, yeah.
As they would have sung it to the baby. When they say the popo is when you're patting or rubbing the back.
Yep.
Hamama popo is this?
Oh, yep. Over the mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you're yawning and you go, that's ha mama popoya.
That's me.
When you pop, that's you. But popoya's comforting.
Comforting, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're patting the
soothing.
Back. Soothing. Say, kei te popo, popoya.
Like, is it like poipoi?
Or poipoi is popoya.
Oh, okay. Popoya is the.
Yeah, poipoi is to do this.
Yeah. We're cradling now.
Poipoya is to cradle.
Yeah.
That's popo. Yeah. Get the popo.
So we have them leaning against you. But.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Yep. So that's what I'm saying. Not to be mistaken with poipoi, which is to... And now we use it as nurture. Nā, tēnei iwi a hau I poipoi roto I ngā tau.
Ana.
You know, yeah.
Ana.
Poipoi napi napi. It's a nurse.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Poipoi napi napi. I'm running
the word popo. You have the, there's a title, no tūranga nui aki,
te ori ori.
Pōpō e tangi ana tamaki te kai māna, te whāna apa nui singa whāna as well.
Whāna apa, it's not tūtere moana wa nei.
I think it was, no, that's what it's called, pōpō.
Oh, yeah.
Pōpō e tangi ana tamaki te kai, but te haerenga mai o te kūmara.
So I think
they would have been singing
those
waiata while they actually, kei te pōpō I te pepe. Pōpō e tangi ana tamaki, Even little ori-ori, you know, you could write.
That'll be really testing my abilities.
Well, you keep it simple. Usual pepeha.
You were born on this day and you came from the maunga of this and you're...
That's a great idea.
Te moana e, ko mātātua te waka, tauira te waka. That's a simple ori-ori. You could sing.
And you talk about your kaitiaki, which could be your kuri.
there's some whakaro there for you.
Yeah,
ki te pepe.
One of the waiata that we sing often to her is one that was written about our wharekai. It's a pretty much just a line of whakapapa, but our wharekai's name is Hine Te Rā, who she was Pararaki's wife and the mokopuna of Hauwiti. So that's my baby's middle name. Sweet. Already got you a song.
And these are how back in the day, or even today, knowledge was handed down, started through lullabies and ori-ori.
You
know, I think when Pākehā saw our tūpuna, like Best and different ones, singing these mōteatea to babies, they said, oh, it's a lullaby, when really it was more than a lullaby.
Yeah.
Because to me, like a lullaby is... to put the baby to sleep.
Which
I do think they had them, but I think to label some of our compositions like Pōpōe and the ori-ori, I think to label ori-ori as a lullaby is quite shallow.
Kia ora.
But we perpetuate that by using lullaby as a definition of what those are. I'd say it was a...
it's like a transfer of knowledge.
Absolutely. To the pepe.
Yeah.
And if you know, you imagine, if you sing that one of Tūtere Moana, which is about 10 verses.
That's massive, yeah.
or even Popo, any of those, you're singing that to a baby every day, they're going to learn.
They're going to learn it, yeah.
Yeah, so...
they are so smart.
For those of you mothers, fathers that have pepe, and you know you can make your own oriori up just by using your pepeha and putting a simple rangi to it. Yeah, and if you sing that to pepe every day, they'll be, by the time they're ready to go to kohanga reo.
Yeah. And that'll just help myself, to be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
be reaffirming that knowledge to myself.
Mm-hmm. Ana.
And yeah, that's a big part of educating your tamaiti. People think you start it when they go to kohanga, but if you can do it, and some people, if they're lucky enough to start it when kōpū tono na te mama, they start doing those waiata o oriori, mō tētea. Yeah.
Mm.
But that's a massive start. It's a big start.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big step.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What are some other areas? I know it's pretty hard when you just put on the spot.
Yeah, like, just go through your day.
What are some places that you think you want to use more te reo or you're but unsure of, maybe of?
I guess just kind of expanding my repertoire further than me tini tokopi.
Wow. Another one I used to use, ko mia te kope. Ko mia te kore, ki etai e kore e kope.
Ah.
Ko tikoina te kope.
Ah, yeah.
And have you soiled your...
Kua.
Yeah. You know, it's been soiled.
Yeah.
Ko tikoina te kope, ko mia. Yeah.
Ko mia.
Yeah.
Kia hau te kupu mia.
That's the thing of mimi.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Ko passive. Mia. Passive of mimi.
Ko
yeah.
mia, right. Ko tikoina.
Write that one down.
Yeah. Me tini kope.
Right.
Me tini kope.
I do a lot of... Oh, like when I'm undressing her, you know, to change her nappy.
Mm.
I don't know, I'm just like, tango hia o kākuhu. And then I don't know how to expand on that.
Yeah,
like, I used to say whakakākuhu tia.
To be dressing her?
Yeah. Ka whakakākuhu tia koe.
You can even say e kuhuna o
kākuhu. Yeah, kuhuna is the one.
Put your clothes on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kuhuna o kākau, and you can go through them too, you know.
Yeah.
Kuhuna tō pōraka.
Tōringa, kuhuna tōringa ki te.
Because
see,
when I'm trying to get her through the sleeve or her leg in the pants, I'm like, ho mai o ringa.
Yeah.
So that's another way for me to say it.
Good time to start maui and matau as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Katau.
Kuhuna tō ringa maui.
Terrible with my left and right.
Because of Moana, my youngest, Mania, she goes, taha maui, for who, taha maui, taha Moana. But that's because she's, I'm like, taha matau. She goes, no, Moana. Because of Maui and Moana. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, sorry, but slow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Hey. And sometimes I'll go te whiti, which is the other papatuanuku the movie. But
so,
yeah.
Hang on, I will need to go back to that. So kuhuna, or do... What'd you say for?
Kuhuna tō ringa maui.
Okay.
Kuhuna tō ringa matau, katau.
I'm just writing those in my notes.
Nohe te katau.
I usually say katau.
I usually say matau. And I think because it's quicker than, it goes from M to M.
Yeah. Kuhuna, unuhia, tangohia.
Unuhia, point to unuhia.
Yeah.
So you take tangohia. Off.
Yeah, after a feed, I usually do a bit of a, kua ki tō puku.
Yeah. Ko ngata.
What was the other one? Kua tinga.
Those are mean, because
I remember that one from our episode. Well, I think it was from our Christmas episode last year,
The indulgent activities we partake in during the festive season.
Ko mākona. Ko rauru.
Rauru, pai te rauru.
Rauru.
Ah, kua rauru.
Kua rauru.
Kua rauru, ne?
Mm, ko nā. Yeah, ko nā.
Ka nui tēnā.
Ka nui tēnā, he.
Aye.
How te whainu? Is it the action or just...
To give drink.
To give drink, to whāngai.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What about when, like, so she might start fussing and I'm trying to do something, like, I don't know, finish the dishes or finish hanging out at the washing, and instead of me being like, hang on, I'm like, wait on, I'm coming.
Mm.
Like, what's a different way? What's a way I could say it?
Taihua.
Yeah.
Yes. So simple. Yeah, I can't think of these on the spot.
Me tatari ki a muti taku.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me tatari ki a muti taku, horo I kākahu, ki a muti taku, kai, ki a muti taku, whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, me tatari. And for all the listeners, you know, kia mahara mai koutou, ko te tatari, e kupu mahi te tatari. E hara I te, so, kaue ki ki tētai, oh, tatari, you have to put that in a sentence.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Whereas tai hoa, you can
kupu whakahau.
Yeah.
Kupu whakahau, yeah.
Wait there.
You can use it as a standalone.
Halt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's tatari ki au.
Yeah.
Kaua ko te tatari moku.
Yeah. Tatari ki au.
Tatari, wait for me.
Okay.
E tatari anau ki te pahi.
What would, if you were to say tatari moku?
People think moku is for me in that sense, but it's not. It's so wrong, I don't know how to translate that. Tatari moku.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, tatari.
What else?
He kupu mahi te whanga?
Yeah, well, whanga is e.
Oh, e.
Tatari ana ki te pahi, e whanga ana I te pahi.
Oh, yeah. True.
And, you know, tētai whakamārama ki au, nā tētahi o mātau rūruhi, and this is how I use it now because of this, ko tāna kōrero, ka tatari te kuia I te mokopuna, ka whanga te mokopuna I te kuia. So her thing was you wouldn't say kei te tatari te mokopuna I te kuia because the mokopuna should be waiting there patiently.
Oh, yeah.
But tatari is when you're like, oh, how do I describe it?
Yeah, you're like, there's an eagerness to keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
you're waiting patiently for your kuia. But the kuia can wait, say okay for her to be impatient with her mokopuna and not arriving, but not the other way around.
E tatari ana te...
Ka tatari te kuia I te mokopuna. So they might get to a point where, oh, shit, Nan's not here. Where the bloody hell's Nan? You know, okay, te tatari kui.
Oh, yeah.
But whanga is when you're just waiting, you know,
Okay.
There's no anticipation.
Urgent, yeah, anticipation.
You're not anticipating.
Waiting in anticipation, urgency.
Yeah.
Kei te whanga.
Kei te whanga.
We're just...
E noho noa ana,
kia tai mai.
You know.
It's going to happen.
Something's happening, but you're...
Pai tēnā.
Well, nā, yeah, kare mohana me he pēranga whakaro etahi atu engari. Something I want to revisit, actually.
Pai tēnā.
Te rā, te whanga me te tatari. But yeah, me whanga ko iko nā.
Me whakarongo pi kari kari.
What about for like clipping her into her car seat?
So I'd probably say whitiki.
Whitiki, yeah. Whitiki.
Yeah, whitiki ria tō tātua.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whitiki taua.
Yeah.
Because that is, you know, whitiki.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say whakamau.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's the usual one you'd go to.
Yeah.
I used to say that until I revisited whitiki.
What's the difference there?
Well, whitiki is because you're clasping, eh?
That action, not the restraining action.
Yeah.
Whakamau is to restrain.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And see, I even used to do that, whakamau kākahu.
Yeah.
To put on clothes.
Kia mau I o kākahu.
Okay. Noted.
Yeah. Not whakamau kākahu.
Yeah, what
e mau I tō tīhāte.
Yeah.
I'm just writing this down.
And koina te rere ki o te mau I tēnā horopaki, you can use it like that. Put on your t-shirt. Yeah. Kia mau I tō tīhāte.
Kia mau I tō tīhāte. Yeah.
Te mau. Kia mau I tō pōtai. So whitiki, kia mau. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Tātua.
So, whitiki, then what?
Whitiki, okay, it means to fasten, eh?
Yeah. Well, there's that saying, yeah, I roto I tētai, wea kia whitikiria ki te Māori a whiritoi. It's talking about putting on the belt of the Māori a whiritoi. Whitikiria. There's lots of kupu like that, that, you know, I think I shared on a taringa about how we discovered hume hume for putting your maro on.
True.
Oh.
Yeah, so hume hume tō maro, which we have in the karakia te tāne. And it only applies
to that context?
To maro.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, well, because we wear bottom garments, maybe we could repurpose hume hume instead of kia mau.
Hea te hume hume, he momo here here.
Mm. Oh, yeah, so hume hume is a word, or hume, or hume hume is a word specific to donning the maro.
True.
Yeah. But maybe we could repurpose it for our bottom garments.
Bottom garments, aye, aye.
Yeah. Oh, I think cool. If there's some kupu there that you can only use, that's the only way I've seen hume hume used.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd have no qualm of bringing that into a current state of
use. I think we should have those conversations, like whitikiria, and we've got some kupu there.
Cool. And unfastening, I use unuhia.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Unuhia, yeah. Unuhia to tātua. Because you're taking it out of the latch.
Yeah.
To take out of or to take off.
Yeah.
Just like close unuhia.
Okay, cool. Got that.
Yeah, I think that's the tangohia difference there with tangohi and unuhia to pōtai, eh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's heaps you can practice with pepe. And positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah, for myself.
Yeah, because
I need it.
But it is, do you start using a lot of passives because they're instructional?
Yeah.
And so then you start.
Yeah, and I think that's where I need to get to, is using passives instead of the, what are the other ones called when they're not passives?
Oh, just the different tenses, yeah.
Yeah, the tense ones.
And then instructional languages.
Is a passive,
lot of,
eh?
A lot of passives, yeah. Yeah, apart from blah, 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 moi o karu.
Yeah. Mm. But if I'm doing it in an instructional way, it'll be me, blah, blah, me passive.
Yeah, instruction, that's actually, me is more of a he whakahau. Yeah, it's more of a, well, I suppose it depends on the tone, but it's like, yeah, that's what you should do.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to a suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have been, like just for example, on ako, they were using, like, asking why.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been doing that. Hea ha koe I tangi ai.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And then I remembered, like, oh, I can use kia kore ai, blah, 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 as well.
Yeah.
So I went through a day of, I was doing whakamau kākahu.
Yeah.
Kia kore ai e makariri.
Yeah.
And then,
kohuna tō poraka, kia kore ai koe e makariri. Yeah.
What else was I trying to do? Oh, and like I'll be doing the e moe o karu, kia kore ai e ngenge.
Kia pai tā tātou haere. Kia rō te moe a mama. But there's, what was that other one you talked about? It was about, hau koe tangiana. That's another cool one. Why are you crying?
Oh, yes.
Hau koe tangiana. So she could be crying at that point in time and you're going, hau koe tangiana.
E tangiana.
Mm.
Oh, it's so good too, because you guys have just like reminded me of all these other ways I can be saying things. Because I've been doing a lot of, hea ha te raru.
Yeah.
A lot of that. And hea ha tō mate.
Hea te mate.
Hea te mate.
And actually, I just remembered something. I, while hapu, read a post about telling the dates and how we're doing it from a Gregorian calendar and we're trying to add in Māori months that are now named after stars instead of the kupu mino ones and it's totally getting lost.
Mm.
So when I went to go put up the photo of my baby, like to be like, hey, she's here. And, you know, you usually put in their birth date. I was like, oh my God, I need to get this right. Because I just read that post about writing dates. Like, I don't want to keep doing that. So I ended up just writing it all in kupu mino way. So I didn't want to mix a traditional Māori star with a
number.
Kupu mino.
With the number,
number.
It's either choose a strand and follow that strand, how Rangi says. If it's on this date, use that date. Or if it's in this maramataka, use that maramataka.
So can we clarify that a bit? So she was born on the 21st of September, but if I wanted to say born in Mahuru.
What was the moon on the 21st? It must have been post-Rākaunui.
Yeah, it was.
Well, then, yeah.
It would have been pre-Mahuru, because the whero of that is Mahuru. Is that how it goes? Anyway. But yeah, you know,
you have to go back on your maramataka and have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I was to want to write it in that way, rather than a date, a number date,
What's
after the takirau? It's the tangaroas. It might have been on a tangaroa, and it would have been of.
It
was just after tangaroa. On a waning.
Yeah, and.
A wane in the manger.
No. Temutingi ho kei a koe
tikanga. Kei a koe tikanga, yeah. That's what I'm saying, yeah. But if you wanted to, you could. And I think, yeah, you know, everyone knows about the first baby post.
You're all waiting for it.
Yeah. Whānau mai, tēnei te maiti.
But I know too, just, you know, while you're having a look what the date was or the marama, just to share a page, koutou Ngai Taringa Mā, Māori for Grown-Ups, there's some cool resources on there.
Tika. Mm-hmm.
Hei whakamahi mā ngā mātua. There's a few short karakia
kia ora.
You can use with your pepe, with your tamariki.
Yeah.
I te wā moe, te wā oho.
Right. Yeah, we do aioana te rangi at night and tūtaua.
Mm.
Well, I kind of don't do it in the morning, but more like when I'm in her room and I'll see it on because I've got it printed out on the wall. And I'm like, oh, tūtaua mai runga, tūtaua mai. Those are our two karakia that we do with her. Anyway, I found the moon. It was ōkoro.
Ōkoro.
Te ōkoro o...
Mahuru?
Ana.
Was it Mahuru? I think...
Yeah, was it?
Of that whiro, the next whiro was Mahuru.
So well, we never was.
It was te ōkoro o.
Yeah, ōkoro o taua.
And then if you want to write te mea minu e muri mai, then that's good too.
Yeah.
Te ōkoro o whatever it was, whether it was Mahuru or still Hereturi Kōka.
Yeah.
And then te date.
Te 21st of September, Hepetema.
Hepetema.
Teni teni wana. Teni teni.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're just making up words right now.
Always.
Moio koe. Kei te moio koe. You've been gone a toru mara mani.
Yep.
But yeah, that hasn't changed.
Yeah, tau mea kare tani. Kare panoni.
Yeah.
And be careful with that because I've set my girls up. Ka haere a tāniko ki tāna kura. Ka timata rātou ki te kōrero mo te tinana. Ka pātai te kaiako, hea e nei, e toho ana ki aku waiwai, ka kia e ia, he whiti. motaku he
pepe. He whiti.
Nā papa i he ai, kuna tā mātai kōrero i te kainga. Whiti.
That's your ngāpuhi ways though, isn't it?
Ngāpuhi, kainga,
Puaheiri ways,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Puaheiri way, Puaheiri whatitapu. But yeah, te tiwi, nā te me, he tere ake te whakahua i te tiwi, i te pauka whakātoa.
Yeah.
Whakaweto he te tiwi. Tēnā tiwi.
Yeah.
Hea e te hio o, what's some of your advice to mothers, ka te anō ka whānau pepe mai or expecting? What's some of your advice in terms of using te reo with baby?
Just try. Is the main thing. I mean, that's all I'm doing is trying. And then we always listen to iwi radio in the car. I go between Netflix and the Te Reo channel or Māori television and then back to Netflix again when I'm over it and then back to the other one when I'm over Netflix.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know. All you can really do is try.
Yeah.
Ka pai.
Yeah. Ka mātai here.
And I guess the good thing is I do want to get it right, obviously, but my baby doesn't know if I'm not getting it right, so she's not judging me.
Me nui tērā, whakamātau here.
Yeah, patua te whakamā.
Yeah, and it builds your conversational skills too.
Yeah. It's one of my lines that people, it's like, the best people to practice with are your kids. They're unforgiving, and when they might get to an age where they correct you, and that's cute.
Yeah.
You know, but just it is the best time because I know with mamas and newborns, it's a bit of a lonely path because papa does what papa does.
Yeah.
And mum spends the most time with baby, and so you end up having your little conversations with them. So
yeah,
the best time to.
And it's good for them too.
Yeah. Yep.
Just helping to already, like, not that they can verbalize words yet.
Mm.
but you're already instilling some vocabulary into their mind.
Oh, yeah. I think we totally underestimate or look what baby is taking in from the time of birth, even before.
Yeah.
Interesting, you know, te whakaro ai mo te whakaro Māori, you know, we talking in third person.
Aye.
So now we do that a lot with kids. And, you know, rongoai we ngā, titiro ki a mama.
Aye.
Look at mum. Engari kare tātou e pēra.
Yeah.
But it's quite natural now. So look at mum.
Yeah.
Instead of saying titiro mai ki au.
Yeah.
Or titiro mai ki au ki a mama. Look at me, mum.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are all interesting wānanga.
Yeah.
And then there's no, hare te mea kino rā wātu, te kōrero pēra. But, you know, when you say, te tiro atu ki a whaia, it sounds strange, eh?
Yep.
Like, say, te tiro ki a mama, whakarongo ki a mama, whakarongo ki a whaia. Sounds of it, whakarongo ki a matua.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I think those are interesting conversations to have in terms of how we talk to our pepe.
Are you talking about tamari? Mama and whaia? Just there.
It becomes a bit of... Yeah, he nui ngā wā ka ki te au te whaia e kōra ana ki te pepe. Te tiro ki a mama, look at mum, when she's talking to the baby.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk in third person, but it's something we all do.
We all do. Right.
With babies. Even te pērahia o tō tātou reo.
Ai.
Yeah, te tararara i tō tātou reo.
Yeah.
We can't help it.
Yeah, I know.
It's like... Kia o whakaru i pērā rātou i ngā wā o mua?
Kau. Kia o whakaru.
Wow. Hey, ki te whakarongo ki ngā oriori, hare i te mehe, māma te reo.
Yeah, hara.
E hara.
We etahi kaupapa, hohonu pai i roto i wena ngā oriori.
Yeah, definitely, those oriori are deep.
Yeah,
it is true when they go, oh, we don't want them to learn that yet. So,
They can, though. They're totally capable of it.
Anna.
But going to how you were just mentioning the way we talk to babies, one thing that me and my partner have been kind of mindful of is we hear a lot of people putting S's on the ends of things. Like, oh, you want a kakais?
You want a kakais?
Yeah.
You want a Therese?
But I'm like, I don't know. Personally, we don't like it. We're just being mindful of and making sure we don't do that.
Yeah. And tika tau, because I know some adults that still speak baby to each other, to their parents, because I think I pērā rawa tā rātou. Kōrerorero kei wāinga nui a rāwa i a rātou. So not to get too babyish in terms of your conversation.
So try not to go too babyish.
And I'm saying that in a reflective sense, talking to my youngest where I didn't speak like that with my eldest.
Well, so when you had your eldest, you were still heavily on a real journey. Never ends. But when your youngest came along, you were obviously way more advanced in your reo. Did you notice any differences?
Yeah, it was, you may have the opportunity to do this, where everything is experimental for the first. And people were like, thinking of my friends and family who have 3+, that it gets easier and easier, or there are things that you don't stress that much with the second, and the reo is the second is one as well.
Yeah.
So we had, kupa, toko mauri, tini, unuhia, whetiki, all those kupu I had, well, myself and my partner had already gained some experience with.
Yeah.
So they became easier and easier. And
So you're like more comfortable with using those once your second came along?
Yeah. But it's just like another... So if you start doing something new, it's a whole other language you have to learn.
Yeah.
Regardless of what language, you just have to learn the language of that mahi. And so, with having babies, it's a whole other language, whole other world, whole other new language. And then it doesn't stop because they get to another state. And Te Manaho said it, you go to the playground and you're like, how tena? Like, what's a swing? What's a slide?
Yeah.
All that stuff. And then they come back with homework and then there's another language you've got to learn. Pāngarau if you didn't do aho matua, pāngarau and stuff like that. You just got to take to it.
Another one that I often do with her is try and describe the weather.
Oh, pai, that's real good.
I'll be like, e pūpuhi ana ngā hau. Is it o or a tāwhiri mātia?
A
tāwhiri mātia. He kā pua pua i te rangi.
Then that's when you're like, oh, he ua kōpata pata, he ua aharane, is this a,
what
type of rain is this?
And then my partner, one of their waiata from last Matatini was, e ua, e te ua. And I'm like, oh.
And I think it was raining that time when I was singing.
Yeah, it was. Yes. All right.
I a koe te kotetua I tu a waiata o te wiki, e kōrero ana koe mō te waiata, he rawe ngā kōrero, and kāre kore ka puta mai e tehi pātai,
aye.
And maybe some other mātua, māma and papa can share
aye,
yeah,
what,
definitely.
What they say, what they pepe. Ko te mea nui ki au kei te whakatō koe I te reo.
Kia ora.
Kia roto I te pepe, kei te poipoi, koe I te pepe, ki roto I te reo. And he mea nui tērā, nui rā wātua.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aye.
Whakatōngia te reo, kaua ko maharahara.
Yeah.
Whakatōngia te reo. Yeah.
Nō reira, he aha te wai atō te wiki.
Tohora nui, tohora roa, tohora tino momona.
Cool.
Ka pai. That wasn't it. That's just the intro.
I don't know. You know, we might have been able to go with that.
Yeah, you could have run that one.
There's a little preview.
Yeah.
It's one of those favourites.
One of those favourites, especially for our peepees.
Nah.
I just did it, yes.
Yes, you
for our peepees.
Why no te we whakarongo mai?
Really good to be back. I was looking forward to coming today.
Yeah.
And I guess it made it easier knowing that coming to the Wānanga, such a whānau-centric place that, you know, there's people practically begging me to babysit her here.
I know.
So it was good that I could feel comfortable to bring my baby in.
See, I was sensing that in you. Normally there's some eggs with new mamas, like, with baby, you're just chilled. You're like, well, unless you're enjoying the time. Because, you know, your mates out there, they all,
I was hoping that Maya would be in for some of it because I thought we might capture some baby.
Yeah, some baby.
She loves the kōrero.
The oro pepe.
Ai, ai, ai.
I aia. Hoia no, he harai te me whakamutinga tēnei te tūhini. I know she'll be coming back in over the weeks and months. Kei mui te aroaro. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've got to get her on one of those kōhanga waiting lists, so it could be a while.
Tika o kia kaha kia koe. And e mihi tonu ana kia koutou e te iwi nui tonu. Me tēnei kaupapa miharo rawa atu I tēnei rā te reo ki te pepi. Mehe mea he whakaaro anō koutou. For any other whakaaro, pātai, put them on our page. And you will hear from us again soon. Hei kona mai rā.
Hei kona.
Kio, whakarongo ki te tangi a te kori mako Kōrero flowing a te hoka force Kaupapa relevant, kaupapa out of bounds Kaupapa exigent, kaupapa paramount Nā kona whakapiri mai ki te Kaupapa tino whakahira hira Whakarongo pi kari kari mai Hare hare mai, o tā ringa hare hare mai We gotta
Gather up close everybody Gather up close everybody
Kani kani move that body Kani kani move that body
Taringa He mea tuku nā te wānanga o Aotearoa, ā nā te māngai pāho I tautoko. To listen to more episodes, search for us on your podcast app and subscribe. Taringa, whakarongo mai.